The college football season is underway even before a lot of students begin attending classes. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's a good illustration of putting sports before academics.
Yes, it's that time of year again when our student athletes head back to the classroom, or anyway, meet their tutors who will help them with their studies. And since the courts have told Fox TV that satire is still legal in the United States, let us all sing along. School days, dear old Ben the Rule days, cheating and cribbing and we got pull, trying to keep us eligible. I am the star of big game capers, you were the one who writes my papers. So I wrote on your check, I love you so, when we were a couple of cheats. In just the past few weeks, Ohio State, a huge state university, and Fairfield, a small Catholic college, have been accused of helping athletes in the classroom. Raise your hands if you are shocked that college athletes everywhere are actually not attending classes or writing their own papers or getting real passing grades. In fact, most of us think that Ohio State and Fairfield are just unlucky for getting tattled on, don't we? It's simply understood that our big-time American college sports system is an academic fraud. Call me a cynic, I plead guilty, but I'll call you a Pollyanna. The cheating, the faking of academic records to keep athletes available for game duty goes back into the 19th century. It's incorrectable. It's systemic. It begins by letting in players who lack academic qualifications, and then it twists itself in knots, trying to deny the original sin. If there's anything I learned in the 20th century, it's that there are two institutions which sound idealistic but simply don't work in a free market world: communism and amateurism. North Korea survives only because it has a monstrous dictator brutalizing, killing. College athletics survive only because they have the NCAA rationalizing, convoluting. And, of course, they also have the rest of us unindicted co-conspirators: college presidents, professors, alumni, fans. It's all so silly. We in the United States of America want our colleges to play big-time football and basketball. So why do we go through this academic charade? What earthly difference does it make whether Maurice Claret of Ohio State or any other college football star ever sets foot in a classroom? Let athletic kids come to college for 4 years and play ball for the honor of Ohio State U and for the box office and TV money, and let the players choose whether or not they want to bother with education. Think how much better we would all feel once we were freed of hypocrisy, pretense, deceit, and sanctimony. Meanwhile, your NCAA, always vigilant at the fringes, has been at work for us. Jeremy Bloom, a football player at Colorado, was effectively required to give up his career as a world-class freestyle mogul skier because in skiing he got corporate sponsorship and endorsements. Heaven forfend that a student-athlete should make money. One state legislature is seeking to pass what it calls the Student-Athletes Bill of Rights, which would threaten the NCAA autocracy. But wouldn't you know it, the state trying to fight the NCAA is California, the one establishment that's more ridiculous than college athletics.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.